בדבר חיידש. Rav Kreiser with that Tzal used to say at the beginning of every El when he spoke in Yeshiva, to say that anybody coming from America to Eretz Yisrael to learn to become Vakish. That's the aside of all the Aliyah. First thing is a person has to be together in Vakish. So Kol Shekein us, you know, people at Baruch Hashem Avreichim and families. And Matzah Shabbos is any night for that matter is a tough time to get out, but it certainly is a gather of mevakeh. So as Hashem, we should be zeicha to should be a schus for us, especially Chodesh El, beginning of Chodesh El. So that's the best time to start. Come for the Melech Malchei Amlochim with after making a move, we show that we're trying to do something, we're trying to get closer, we're trying to miscarve to Rabbi Yishuram. The Maisa, as of now at least, he said that the idea is to learn, to start Shurim in Shmoyni Prokhon Rambam, but specifically with the Shurim of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap. That's really the, as of now, that's the the aside, meaning that a little bit of an introduction of what I want, but the aim, as far as I'm concerned, what I would like to attempt together is something we're about to speak about, and the sefer and specifically the shiurim of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe are a way of getting there. It's more really a springboard, as I told Rabbi Yisrael that. I'm not able to, unfortunately, not able to prepare for the shiurim. So first of all, it gives us something that's solid that we can always work from. But second of all, there's something very, very special in these shiurim that's very important for what we need to do. Now, basically. What's different? Oh, 31, building 31. So the truth is that I was thinking about starting with that. The Goyin says at the beginning of a number of his Sfarim, Mishle, Kehelis, that you have to know who the Mechaber is before you learn. That you have to. But if I would do that, I would have to give like a series of shiurim on who Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap was. That's a picture of him on the wall over there. So clearly, there's a specific ashpah, special ashpah that I felt from him. This sefer is one of the sefarim that I learned as a bocher that I felt really changed my life. Before this, there was another volume of this sefer Meimar. He was a Talmud of Rav Hirsch Michal Shapira, the Tzitzak Kurdish, the Yeshua Tzvi Michal Shapira, who was very, very famous tzaddik in Yerushalayim. So Yerushalman, if you say his name, Cherdas Kodesh, just L'Sabir Sa'oizin, Rav Yeshua Leib Diskin, who Rav Hirsch Michal considered himself a Talmud of. His Rav Hirsch Michal's main Talmud was, main Rebbe was the Zeis Ranon. And then Nimri Baruch, with Ramey Auerbach, he learned a bit in. Brings from him in his farm, even brings from him. But Yeshua Leib Diskin. Yeshua Leib Diskin would go himself when he needed Yeshua for something. He would go to Rav Shmichel to daven for him, and he would send people would come to Yeshua Leib for Yeshua. He would send it to Rav Shmichel, and Rav Shmichel's his talmidim actually was very interesting. Were the biggest kanoim of Yerushalayim. They were known. They walked around in white. That was the trademark of fully clothed in white. He was a big Mekobel Olson, the big Nechbel HaKelim. Nobody really knew his full godless. They knew he was a tzaddik, but they didn't know his godless in learning until after he was Nifter. Yaakov Moshe put his ksavim. So they were the biggest kanoim, like Rabbi Akiva Parish was a famous big loichim. Was also Talmud. Kids, that was his first rabbi. Then, towards the end of Rabbi Shmuel's life, he met Rav Kook, and he went even became a Talmud and eventually Talmud Chaver of Rav Kook. Again, that he wrote a letter that he saw somebody published or somebody called him a Talmud Chaver of Rav Kook. So he wrote to Rav Kook asking Mechila, how could they dare call me a Chaver? B'chal, I can't even say could be called a Talmud. You know, he's a massive, massive Baruch HaKodesh, massive both in Shas and Poiskin. He was first Rav Shai Chesed, and at the age of 23, 24, something like that, when there were big, huge people there. It's like, he was a big Baruch HaKodesh also. I mean, Sipurim, Furoshim, I mean, Giluim, and he's a prolific writer, and all his Beis Vulon in Nigla, and Shas, and Paiskin, and his Meimorim, which is right now it's holding at 18 volumes of on Torah, on Chemish Chemshay Torah, and then Sech Sovah, Shmai Deprokim, and Yanim Achshava. Just a taste of it. Rav Yossi Chaim Zonnefeld used to give the Zayin Adar Drasha in the Prushin. That was the covet, you know, the covet. There was one year Rav Yossi Chaim couldn't give it, because he was wasn't feeling well, he was sick, whatever. So yes, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, it was like, you know, I think his mid-20s or upper-20s to give it instead of him. And he did it, he gave it, and Rabbi Yossi Chaim was so misspoiled from it, and everyone, that he never took it back. And he kept, Rabbi Yossi Chaim would come and listen to Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, until Rabbi Yossi Chaim was nifter, then they whoever it was, stopped inviting Rabbi Yaakov Moshe because they wanted him to be menatek the kesher. They wanted him to disconnect the kesher with Rav Kook. Rav Chaim wasn't makes on that, you know? But kids, then he really stopped inviting him. But he was an Adam Godin Lloyd. So it was interesting. His first rabbi was Rav Shmichel, was considered like the, you know, from the Kanoim or whatever. The second was Rav Kook. So he managed like bridged many, many different worlds. Okay. Anyway, but the Maisa, what I really wanted to get to, I guess it's something that's always already for a long time burning inside of me. So I, you know, figure I'll at this point it's time to share with some people. That is, let's put it like that. Most chaburas, most shiurim, most things that you work on when you're dealing with Avodas Hashem, at least that I know of in our tzibur for sure, are built on a process of binyan, where you build level by level. And, you know, Bez Hashem, over the course of time, you get somewhere. That's really based on what I would call the Shitas HaMusar. The Shitas HaMusar is the person has to build himself up. You know, ground floor, you build first Koma Aleph, and then you Koma Beis, Koma Gimel. You build in levels. The Chassidus, Teres Baal Shem Tov, really works the opposite way. Teres Chassidus works milamala lamata. Right? We'll call Musa mimata lamala, and we'll call Teres Chassidus really works mimala lamata. That is, the Chassidus teaches a person, gives a person a bittle to the Rebbeinu Shalom, that he sees the Rebbeinu Shalom in every single aspect of the world and every single aspect of the life, and by pumping that into the person and constantly bechayzer on those machshavas and constantly, you know, every single thing, you know, every single, like you learn Sifrei Chassidus, so a lot of times you get to, like, you feel like you're almost learning the same thing over and over and over again. It's like you're just, and every time it's at a different pasuk. I mean, there's a lot of that too, a lot of truth to that, and it's more the person. It's, but. And it gives a person a certain dveikus v'Hashem, a certain meirdika hisrakshus and feeling a kurva to the Baruch Hashem. It doesn't necessarily deal with the midas anava, midas akas, midas You know, it doesn't necessarily deal with all the details and all the, you know, like Alei Shor, which says, you know, you have to work on, take each parak and work on it for a month or 2 months or whatever it is until you kind of, and then you go weiter. It doesn't work like that. It works where it just like blasts away with this massive aura of Kedusha. And that automatically is mekadish the person. It's mala the person. It's meroimim the person. And memela, his midas start to become refined. Now, there's a certain mila and a certain chisaron to each of these drachim. These are the drachim. The mila of the derech of chasidus, yeah, is that it's very, very hard work, shitas hamusar, which is very much the reason why it never really worked. You know, it's like a whole deal. Does the Musar movement still exist? You know, we know it doesn't really. maybe there's like Boydidim, you know, here and there. There's more room over here. Someone wants to sit down. Why? Because you're in the boats. You're in the mud. You know, to get yourself out of the mud. It's anytime you're working, that's a very, very hard avoida. So the Chassidus like is kind of like it's like a bypass road, where it's going up from up above, and that's something which, you know, like you don't have to deal with. You see, when you're dealing with midas, you're dealing in the mechama neged yitzhar. You're dealing with the mechama neged klipas, okay, to use the Kabbalistic terminology for it. And dealing with that is a very, very difficult thing. I mean, it's basically, you know, it's a very tough battle. I mean, at least it looks like a tough battle, and therefore it becomes a tough battle for us. But so this way, when you come from top, you don't actually deal with the klipas. Instead, you kind of like, you, as I said, like a bypass road. You just mamish mizdamik to the Rebbeinu Shalom, kibayochel batzmusay. It's a very, very big kayach. Mashal emla davar daima, which you might have heard already, with this type of thing, but Pesach time. It's mavur in Narizal that the kassel sunk Memtes Shari Tuma in Mitzrayim, and they bet him couldn't get themselves out. It was like hopeless. You know, if the Rebbeinu Shlomo would say to them, "Okay, guys, we're taking out Or Yisrael, we're taking out Musa Sefer, and we're going to start working," it was hopeless. There was no way they were going to be able to pull themselves out like that. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo did a tremendous amount of chesed, and he was mashpia meir with an or gadol moed, with a huge, huge or, huge, huge level of kedusha, which blasted away all the klipas. That the klipas like kind of like just like, you know, fell. You see this very often with a certain type of phenomenon. You see very often with people that are chayzer b'tshuva, yeah. I use a mashal always, you know, you have a person, every has a neshama, right? But we have, like, you know, with an air conditioner or whatever, there's like a filter on that neshama, and when that filter gets clogged up, nothing, no oxygen gets through, nothing, no ruchnias gets through that neshama, and the person just withers away and certainly spiritually dies. So, you know, and cleaning that filter, once it gets really caked up, whatever, can become very difficult. Maybe air conditioning is easier, but there's other things which are much more difficult to clean. Yeah, but then you'll have, sometimes you'll, you know, it gets way away, you just get chunks of it away. You just like get a whole, you know, massive chunks of falling off of gook or filth or whatever it is, and, you know, instead of just chiseling away piece by piece, there's that. So it's like this chesed Rebbeinu Shlomo did, where he brought this huge ore. And he brings this to people individually sometimes. You see it clearly a lot by Bali Tshuva. Like, how in the world did they come from being involved in Mamash Memtes Shari Tuma, and like all of a sudden they're like a whole different person? Like, we're working and we can't move. You know, we're like, we try, you know, nothing seems to go for us. We just seem to always be in the same spot. You know, okay, you look back 10 years, you say, okay, I did move. But looking back a year, we zeichet to see a difference. It's a, you know, yichidei skula. How is it that works? And then, of course, it comes a time where they also get to their spot where, and then many of them have mashberim. Like, well, what's going on? Like, I was able to go so far, whatever it is, and I thought I was going to be, you know, big Yitzhak, and like all of a sudden I'm like stuck. Where do I go now? What's that? It's that the same. This is the phenomenon of Pesach, which is that the Rabbi Shalom, the initial step, what he did on Leil Pesach, Tesvav, was he brought this massive aura of Kedusha and Klal Yisrael that just blasted away the Klipa. So that's it. There's no more Yitzhak. Nothing can. You become like instantaneously, you go almost to the highest level. Almost the highest level. The highest level only reached by Asina. And then, after the first day of Pesach, by the way, the Arizal says that's why we say Hallel at night, on Pesach night. Because normally we only, whatever Yom Tov it is, we only reach, we have to climb the height a little bit, and we only get there after Shacharis on Yom Tov. But Pesach night, it's given to us as a freebie. So right away we get that, and right away we're able to say Hallel. In any case, after the first day, Rav Hashem takes away that Or. He removed that Kedusha, and we had a major, you know, from the 49th level, let's say, of Kedusha, you know, not the 50, let's call the 50th was Har Sinai, you know, boom, fell down. And now Rav Hashem says, okay, Sfiras Omer, guys, start working on your Midas. Start working on Midas. That's the Teres HaMusar. Day one, day two, day three, build. And everything is chus, not bechesed. So Pesach night is the chesed. What's the purpose of the Pesach night? That's the purpose is, why did Rav Hashem do it that way? The purpose was that, like I said, when you're stuck in the mud, you just can't see yourself. It's so difficult. You can't see that. You can't see you getting to the goal. You don't believe in yourself. So Rav Hashem gave us like a, you know, shooting up a flare in the sky at night when you're looking for something. You know, they'll shoot flares which light up the forest, light up the hills, light up the area that they're looking at for like a minute or two. You see the shetach, you see the turf, and now you're able to like get around even in the dark because you already know what it looks like. You know where you. So that's the Rav Hashem threw up that flare Pesach night for us to see what it means to be a Yid, who we really are. What are we? We are huge. We are huge. And once a person realizes that he's noyad legadlos, that he's a massive person, somebody's going to be mamish dovak b'Hashem yizbarach, b'nei melachim, then really he can now get to it also through his own avoda and be zeichetet b'schus through the avoda of mimata lamala, which is avoda sfiras ha'emet. Now, again, in our day-to-day lives, on a personal level, we don't get that flair. I mean, maybe sometimes a certain level, but certainly not like a Pesach. So it becomes very, very difficult for us to do an avoda, for us to ever make those real steps, to get somewhere for real. And if we do, it's hard to continue, and it's hard to like get, okay, now what? Most people get to a certain stage, let's say somewhere in the 30s, where they're like, okay, so I'm not going to be this and that like I was hoping to. I'm not going to be like this. Okay, I got to come to terms with, okay, this is what it is. This is what it is. All right, let's Bez Hashem be mechanech our kids and hope that things are going to go well and invite. But that's not what it is. If we're in the world, it's because we still have where to go and we still can get, and we still can get to godless. So that's the difficulty of the Avodas HaMusar on its own. Is that it's very, very hard to pull out, to get it going, so to say. That's an avoda of Sfiras HaEmet, which is avoda in the Arizal's Mavur. It's avoda of katnus. It's actually you're working in a state, in the level of katnus. Now, the Teres HaBal Shem Tov, right, the Teres HaChassidus, like I said, comes mimala lamata, which is really like that flare. It's like bringing that koyach of Leil Pesach into the personal life. The problem is, if it's just that flare, very often people don't, you know, it can work, and it does work to a certain degree, but very often then a person can also be a little bit fooled of what he's holding at, you know, and only when he's suddenly hit with a Nisayon, suddenly realize like, whoops, I don't have any Kalim to deal with things, right? Because without the Bnei Yisrael Kalim, it also is a lomach zigmayim. There's a Meridik Aleshem that says that Adam Rishon, how is Adam Rishon Yitzir Kapov? He was the creation of the Rebbein Shalom. the most perfect Bria possible, you know, straight from Hashem's hands, no human intervention in making him. How is it that he fell and did a chet? Like, what do you want from us? If he, Yetzir Kapov, for the Baruch Shalom, yeah, what? So Leshem says a very different thing. Adam Rishon, because he was, his level was given to him by Hashem, that's why he was chayter. Because he didn't build up to it on his own. So the Baruch Shalom only gave us Leil Pesach, but didn't give us Sfir Sa'im. For us, it wouldn't be Machzik Mei. It wouldn't hold. It wouldn't hold water. You wouldn't able to hold that level. So basically, what I'm saying is that Boifin Klali, in order to really be Matzlich in Avodas Hashem, there needs to be a combination of both Mahalchim, of an Avoda Mimal Lamata. Chassidus is a dogma to it, as an example. It doesn't have to be that per se, you know, but it's a very, very good, strong example of that kind of Avoda. And of course, Avoda of Mimata Lamala. And then there's a chance for, you know, not only is there a chance, it's actually a Muvtach. That a yid will get to godless. Now, what does it mean godless? We're going to have to discuss that, and also just to give a glimpse of what means godless. But of course, ultimately, the hemshich, the shiurim, and whatever is in order to tap into this new understanding of what godless is, of what our koiches are. Because unfortunately, most people were busy with different limudim and stuff, and we don't necessarily get to know these things. We don't necessarily find these things out. I'll say a parenthetical note, but it's really more than just a parenthetical note. It's also very, very much, I think, very important. You know what? We'll switch course for a second here. Before we get to what godless is. Everyone knows today, you know, things are really, there's a lot of problems, right? A lot of problems. I mean, we discussed a little bit the stagnation of our own personal growth. I'm saying, I don't know, I'm not talking about individuals here, I don't know, everyone has their own, you know, and everyone does grow, and everyone, but we want to get more. We certainly can get more. But there's real problems, you know, you have, they're discussed to death almost, you know, the internet, and preaches and clothing and all, like tons and tons of, you know, and the noir, you know, youth going, you know, like, oh, and then there's basically one mahalach in dealing with things, especially here in Israel, but I mean bechlal in the world, which is the mahalach of, okay, we have to fight it, we have to close the pirtus, block that thing from getting through, yeah. And usually, in order to block that, so we use different methods of war. You know, you threaten. You know, if you do that, you're out. If you do that, your kid's out. If you do, and that's like the mahalach, and supposedly it works to a certain degree, right? And it might really, it does work to a certain degree. And anything I say now, I want you to know, is I'm not chasrom saying that these things don't have to be done, but on their own, as long as they continue being done the way they're being done. It's actually ultimately la'anius daiti is actually creating more problems than it's solving. And that's why I think it's very important that we learn and discuss these things that Bez Hashem will do, is because even klali, the mahalach of chinuch, you know, the people that are being mechanech, especially in the, certainly in the lower grades and whatever it is, you know, till through high school, whatever, is generally, you know, not necessarily mole amkus, you know, benefesh ha'odam. And if we're being mechanech, we're sending kids to grow, you know, shouldn't they be mumchim ba'amkus hanefesh? I mean, you're trying to build nefashes. So it's important for each and every one of us, both klapi our own kids and also klapi spreading these ideas to other people, in bringing a certain awareness of what the godless and nefesh of a person is, and what the nefesh of a person has, what the abilities are, and what's supposed to be going on. It's very important for us to kind of spread that word and spread the message, like spread this around, because ultimately it's the only way things are going to get better rather than worse. And as of now, they're unfortunately going worse and worse and worse. And every time that there's like, you know, you think you're like whatever, so there's like another technological advance that just destroys us, whatever it is. So how do you like look at this stuff? So the truth of the matter is, I said this over to Rabbi Yitzchak, so he said that I should say this in the shiur. So you have, for example, again, this is one example, the Ramchal. in Kalach Pisrei Chochma. So Ramchal says, I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm not going to read the whole thing. In Pesach Memtes, if somebody wants to look it up on their own, Kalach Pisrei Chochma, Pesach Memtes. It's easy to remember. Mot, it's a Lashon of, you know, crashing down, falling down. So, he says, Adarabba, Kol Masha Haramit Chazik. The more that evil becomes stronger, it means that a bigger Shlemus wants to become Ravit. It's like the worse things look, it means the more good that's actually trying to come in now. Vizet Pashat, says the Ramchal, it's Pashat. Hashlemus, perfection, completion, perfection. Roitzeloimar wants to say, what it means is, Masha Mesakin Achisrenus, what fixes up the lackings, the Chisrenus. Vashlemus, who Yoter Gadol, Shumesakin Chisron Yoser Gadol. And the Shlemus is bigger when it fixes up a bigger deficiency, a bigger lacking, a bigger Chisron. Imkein, if so, Keshe Rotze Harotzin Elion, the Galo Shlemus Agadol Ma'od. When the Rotzin Elion, the Roshan wants to reveal a very big Shlemus, he wants to reveal a huge Shlemus. He's got to first be Magala, a huge Chisaron, a huge mess up, a huge problem. And this is in order to, like, that's the revealing of the Shlemus itself. It's impossible to understand the Shlemus without a chisaron that comes before it, shleimus mitaken oto, because the shleimus fixes it. The whole Briyas HaOlam is like that, right? And Kabbalah is the whole musik. The Baruch Shalom, before he created this world, right, we know the Midrashim. Midrashim say he created seven worlds, Bono Ilamas Machriva, whatever. He created worlds, and this one was called the Ilam Atikun. The ones before that are called Ilamas Atayil. What, he didn't know how to build? Like, you know, what is that? No, the meaning of that is that the Rishon was matbia, right? He stamped into the cosmos that anything misukan, anything that's going to be a shlemus before it is going to have to be a non-shlemus. That's what the Ramchal is saying here. But the Ramchal is saying something more. If you look out and see that people are dropping like flies in Judaism or whatever it is, and things are really rotten, and Daesh is, you know, whatever, ISIS is like, you know, and the world is rampant with all sorts of terrible, terrible things, and the world is getting worse and worse, you should know that B'Pnimius HaDvarim, that means this is a massive opportunity. This is a massive opportunity. The Rebbeinu Shalom is setting up here Kalim that if we know what, how to use it, this is going to be, you know, an investment, you know. So, if not that I'm like a big investor or anything, but, you know, I've spoken to, you know, so a good investor knows, like, when the markets go crashing and all that, and everything's like, everything's in a terrible frenzy, and they're all, you know, they know that that's actually the biggest opportunity time, if you know how to play the markets, if you know how to figure out what's, you know, you can turn the negative into the minus into the plus, into a big, big plus. The bigger the minus, the bigger the plus for someone that knows how to use it. That's bad. Some is what I think today we have to realize that it's not going to help to continue trying the same things we're doing over and over and just like push it tzura v'leivish tzura, like it changes the, you know, okay, it was TV then, now it's internet, okay, we're doing the same thing, you know, it's not going to help, because the Rebbeinu Shem was trying to bring in a godless, the Rebbeinu Shem was trying to bring in a whole new level that we didn't have before. It means we have to get to a whole new thing that wasn't here before. And this is what Ramchal is saying. It's not just Ramchal. It's all over. It's all over. People look around, and then especially in the Sifri Kabbalah, this is the whole Mahalach HaBriyah, Mahalach HaOlam. So Be'etzim, you know, there's a Maridig in this week's Pasha. One of my things, I saw this many, many years ago. Maridig Sam Sofer. We just read the Pasha Shofim. It's the same Yisoid. Bekamta v'alisa, right? It says, Ki poli mimcha dover la'mishpat ben dom le'dom, ben din le'din, ben nega le'nega, bekamta v'alisa la'mokam ha'shiv ha'ashem l'kem, right? So the Chassam Sefer says, Yesh le'farish, dinei kemoshi yesh ma'ach le'rufu be'ivri ha'guf, the same way there's sickness and there's cure in the limbs of the body. So there's also sickness and cure in the soul. Sometimes it comes into a person's heart, dvar tema, an apella, and a suffix. He doubts something. Something bothers him. Big question. Hein belimud, whether it's in learning Torah, hein beinyan his boininus halev b'shar yadias v'chadayma, or whether it's, you know, his heart being misboinin into other yadias, other things v'chadayma le. V'atmiya v'suffik u'bilbol b'daito, and that tmiya, and that doubt, and that confusion in his mind, hainu chayli leif, that's a sickness of a heart. U'bevade leibol yodid v'akush yizu, says the Chasam Sofer, but certainly this kush kasha didn't come to him. But in order for him to think further, to contemplate, to investigate with the seichel, further, until he will get to know that thing properly, he'll get to understand, and to understand the inyan yoser gadol, to understand something more that he didn't have till now, and depth in this. Because certainly, if it wasn't the desire of the Creator, right, the Chifetz HaBoyer, the Creator, didn't want him to come to a higher Hasaga, a clarity, then he wouldn't have the suffix. He has the suffix because the Baruch Shalom wants him to have that suffix, because the Baruch Shalom wants him to get somewhere, he wants him to grow. He says, by power will work the opposite. Why? Because the Baruch Hu wanted to be matured him from the oilam. That's what he brings out. I'm skipping a few lines. Right? By goyim, he says, it's in order to get rid of them. But by a yid, he says, avoloi kachu b'Yisrael. When he has a suffix, something bothers him. Something pushes to everyone. It's unquestionable. It's for sure. The Baruch Hu wants me to get somewhere. Something new. To get to a higher madrega than it was before. He says, a person is punished on this. If he removes his thought, his mind, and he doesn't think, I'm not gonna go into that. It's an apikorsis like a thing. I can't go into that. I'm finished. You know, like, no. For sure, if he would go into it and be ois again, he would get the teretz. And he would go up and higher in madrega. And that's what it's written. The mishpat, what's mishpat? Hainu dover meturitz v'nachin. It's something that's correct, meturitz, makes sense. V'nikr yustitz balaz. Ulecha yuksha dover. This thing that makes perfect sense, everyone understands, and no one has any questions about it, no one has any problems with it. It's like a given. For you, suddenly, you poly mimcha. For you, it's a kasha. V'leiktiya mishpat b'nefen. In your eyes, it's not mishpat. This does not make sense. So that means you should see to be mizboinin more into it. And to think about the truth of the matter. And through that that you don't ignore it, but you go follow up on it and go. V'kamta v'alisa. You're going to rise up and have an aliyah. That's going to bring you to the madrega. The same exact site. Same exact you say. So instead of everyone looking at all the terrible things that the matzav is so terrible, this and that, if we look at it with a little bit of a broader outlook, and this is the proper way to look at it, we should actually look at it as tremendous hizdamniyot, this tremendous potential. It's not just potential, it's begging to come in. You know why people aren't happy anymore with doing mitzvahs the way they were doing till now? Why they're not happy with whatever was going on for the last 1,000 years, 2,000, whatever it was making everyone happy, everyone's fine with it. We're continuing with the Messiah. What's going on? The Messiah doesn't work anymore. It's not convincing anyone. Why? Because Klal Yisrael has to get to another level. It's time. It's time for us, as we get closer to the Gula Asida, the Rebbeinu Shel is bringing in, the Ramchal actually says this in Maamar HaGeula also, that the Rebbeinu Shel is like closing up those windows because he's preparing the big, huge door. There's a big, huge door of Or that's going to come. Not just these small windows, with Metzitz Ben Acharakim. But it's mutal aleinu. We have to do that avodah. The Rebbeinu Shel doesn't do that. That would be against the whole point of the bria. The point of the bria is that we have to do it. We have to bring in that neshama into the kelim. That's basically what's going on. Is that, you know, the technology and all these things? Everyone knows it has tremendous benefits. Also, yeah? There's tremendous benefits to all the different advancements. Yeah? But it's all kli. And as long as there's not a neshama that's brought into the world and into the usage of technology, whatever it is, so it's just it's sitrach. It causes more and more harris, because it's also brought down in the farm. I wanted to add one more thing to this: is that we are here, Baruch Hashem, in Eretz Yisrael. You have to realize that there's also a big difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz. That's also an issue, and this is mavur in many, many sfarim. As an Eretz Yisrael, Chesed Avram, the grandfather of Chida, right, he says that why do we keep one day, right, not 2 days of Yom Tov? He says we have a different neshama, and when a person is kaveh, as he says, he's kaveh daito to stay in Eretz Yisrael. That first night that he sleeps, he gets a new neshama. And that neshama is derish one day, not 2 days. Mashenkein, the person in the chutzot, has a different neshama. It's under neshama. It's a different story. It's not the same thing. It's not the same level. People don't realize that Eretz Yisrael is not just stam. Chesel Avram is talking in not shloibizman abayis. It's nothing to do with Beis Hamikdash, not Beis Hamikdash. Eretz Yisrael is be'etzem. It's kodesh. It has all kedushas Eretz Yisrael the same way it always had. And this has together with it, Avir Eretz Yisrael machkim. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap writes in Chelek Vav. He says that somebody who doesn't believe Avir Eretz Yisrael machkim, as be'emes, it's not machkim. But if you believe Avir Eretz Yisrael machkim, it would be machkim. We can prevent tremendous chef and tremendous kedusha if we're not maimin what the Torah tells us. If we're not maimin in Chazal, if we're not maimin, we have to first open ourselves up to it, and then you see it pile myriad of things. So when it says Avir Deisol Machkim, Chochma is a whole other daga. It's a daga that's not shaykh to Chutzor. It's Bechlal. Chutzor is the mokum of klipus. It's a mokum of fragmentation, and therefore it's a mokum where a person's the only. Really, the only avoid the shaykh to chutzaretz is bepashas is the avoid of Musa, because you have that terrible fight over there in Eretz Yisrael. You can get to the level much, much easier of chachma, which is yichud. Chachma is the Sfarim say this world is broken down into two. The mind is broken down into two things: chachma or bina, right? So Zohar says, "Bina dinim is arim." You know, dinim is fragmentation. It's separation. Whereas Chesed is unity. Chachma is the mayach of unity, where everything you see things as one. So, for example, the Zohar always uses lashonis of toch hazeh, come see, because re'iyah is mushrish, is rooted in the mayach chachma, in the right brain, right brain. And shmia, which is fragmentation, hearing, because you hear, you can trey kol ha-mishtama, you can't hear two voices in one, you hear in a linear way. But when you see things, you see parts of, you see a whole thing in front of you. A picture's worth a thousand words, right? I always give a mashal. If you told a guy that can't see the basement, you know, he unfortunately doesn't have eyesight, he's blind. You take him into a base measure, you start describing to him, well, this is the Aron Kodesh, and you show him the colors, and you tell him how many benches are here, and then you like start describing him the room. Zeloze! He's not going to get to what you get to just in seeing it in a split second. You can speak to him for like an hour, describe the base measure. He's not going to, you know, and he once upon a time saw. He's still not going to, you know, if now all of a sudden his eyes open, you know, whew, it's a whole different story. In one shot, you get, that's the difference between Chochmah and Bina. It's a remarkable difference. It's a difference between Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi. That's what the Shlach Kodesh says in Maseches Pesachim. That you see that. By the way, the Lashon Toshma. Oh, this is okay. The Toshma only appears in Talmud Bavli. Yerushalmi doesn't appear bichlal. In the Zayah, there's always the Lashon Tochazi. It's not Toshma, it's Tochazi. What's the difference? Chazi is Re'iyah, and then the Shmi'ah is Bina. Because the Talmud Bavli, which is from Bavel, which is the Makom and the Klipa, so you have to go through the you need to break through and separate between things in order to get the halacha, right? What lashon of the mishabrus haklipus kedei lahitzi es pri. You have to break the shells and break the husks or whatever it is in order to get to the ikar. Says the Shlach Kaddish in Eretz Yisrael, Talmud Yerushalmi, they didn't do that. This is what he says, amazing thing. He says most of their isuk was in Seydus HaTorah, and toich kedei the Seydus HaTorah, they just got Talmud Yerushalmi. Like toich kedei the Seydus HaTorah, they got Talmud Yerushalmi. So that's why you don't find the Talmud Yerushalmi for anyone who's learned Talmud Yerushalmi. You don't have the whole back and forth, you know, which is so difficult in Bavli. It doesn't exist there. It's much more straight, short, to the point. Because it was coming from a whole different mayach. It was coming in a whole different way. Well, you don't have to deal with the whole klipas. It's the level of chachma. It's just there. You have it. Whereas in chutzarot, you got to work much, much harder. So this is also something if a person has to realize that in Eretz Yisrael, because he's got more potential. So if he doesn't use that potential, if we don't give ourselves to use that potential, if we don't fill that potential for ourselves, and if we don't give our kids, and give the nar, and give the youth, and give, if we don't get them to those massive levels that an Eretz Yisrael and the Shama can get to, then they're going to have a mashper. So you can do the same thing that went in the chutzah. It's not going to work here. It has no shaychus to an Eretz Yisrael and the Shama. It doesn't work. It doesn't. We need godless. In Eretz Yisrael, you need godless. In Eretz Yisrael, you need chochma. In Eretz Yisrael, you need a dveikus v'Hashem that's bechlal kimat not shaych in chutzah. Of course, about the tzaddikim, the says that there's a chin of the Eretz Yisrael of Shabbos or whatever tzaddikim in chutzarts were able to get brought down the goyin, zeicha to afirut Yisrael in chutzarts also about the other tzaddikim. You know, we're not talking, but as far as the regular populace or whatever it is, and the diamond, there's nothing compared. So to try to take things that work in chutzarts and expect that that's enough here, that's not going to happen. Now, of course, it doesn't mean that you ignore. Adrabba, the Gemara says, right, that one, what's the lashon? One of Eretz Yisrael, keneged, the person in chutzlaretz, right? One Eretz Yisraelik is worth two chutzlaretz, right? But if that guy comes from chutzlaretz, that tamchal comes from chutzlaretz, comes to Eretz Yisrael, so he's double the Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because he's got the koich of chutzlaretz. Plus he's got the koich. What's the pshat? Since he developed that koich of bina, that koich of dealing with the war and the shakal v'taya, which is shakal v'taya against the Yitzhahar, and plus he has the koich of Eretz Yisrael now that he's in Eretz Yisrael, chachma bina together. Psst, that's the highest. There's nothing to compare it to. That's better. Kimat if shalomar, you could say that it's together of a tzaddik and a baal tshuva in one. Right? This is machlekas is about tshuva higher, tzaddik higher, Rabbi Avoh, Rabbi Yochanan. Etzim, that guy on a certain level is like he's got both. He's got both koiches. He could be down in the klipas, deal with them, whatever it is, because he knows what to do. He's a chutzlaretz, and yet he's still on that level of dveikas to the Baruch Shalom, and the level of chachma, a level of yichud, and the level of unity that wasn't shaykh. It's not shaykh b'chal to people chutzlaretz. To lose the Torah's bava. That's a very good question. I'm talking more on the level of avodah, but you're asking a good question. He's saying that, right? You find it zayir, right? Faster, whatever, to forget. So, you know, I heard a story with this that Rav Herzog came to Chazon Ish after he became Rav Rashi. You know, he came from Ireland to become Rav Rashi, so he complained to the Chazon Ish that he has no time to learn, and he feels like he's forgetting his learning because he's got no time to learn. So Chazon Ish said, oh, you know, once upon a time, the Gemara says that they had to fast, you know, what was it, 40 fasts, 80 fasts, whatever it is, you could just become Rav Rashi. Yeah, but the truth of the matter is that I think, if you ask me, I think the answer is, I think there's also the Nisoyan is made, from an observant eye, is that, you see, when you switch modes, you have to actually, literally, just shut off completely the old, because otherwise you're not going to get the new mode. As long as you're still working with the old, you're going to always be, you know, you're going to be here and there, and it's just that that's not going to work. So as long as a person is still mushrash in the Mayach Habina, still mushrash in Teres Chutz Laretz and in the Avodah Chutz Laretz, he's not going to be able to bring in that Darga of Eretz Yisrael. But as after he does that, and he brings in the Darga of Eretz Yisrael, so now he'll be able to reincorporate into his Avodah and into his learning that Koyach of Chutz Laretz as well. But you need that break, for the same reason of what ultimately, Kabbalistically speaking, for the same reason that this Ramchal is that before every new level, there has to be a chisaron. So you have to break the old. That's I'll be Kabbalah, that's mamash devar. Anytime a shlemus comes, you have to break the old shlemus in order to bring in the new shlemus. So you have to fast to break that old shlemus of to, you know, so to say, forget that. It's not part of me anymore, in order to get that. Afterwards, then you're able to incorporate it. And that's really the Vart of Eretz Yisrael, is integration, is integrating everything, every single aspect of life. Sam Sofer says in Sukkah, we didn't get the interpretation, it's all Hakdoma to Hakdoma here, but the Sam Sofer says over there by Esser Kushi, and it's a famous piece. I think they censored it out of some Sofers that they didn't like, you know, they didn't like this piece. I try to keep the uncensored editions of things. Somebody censored it out of my hand. I try to move things around this way. Sam Sofer says, you see it. I'm losing track. It's gotten a little bit difficult. But every time there's like new, you know, piles, right? So we make new shelves, and then I start to rearrange. So you end up losing the Seder Advarim. And so the Chassam Sefer over there says that in Eretz Yisrael, Yeshuva Shel Eretz Yisrael means that to be Oisik in Umnius is also a mitzvah. To be Oisik in work, to work the land, and to do like mundane things for Yeshuva Shel Olam is also a mitzvah, Mashen Kein Chutz Laretz. What's he saying? Is that here, life, the Torah, and mitzvah, and Avodas Hashem is Kail, incorporates everything, where in the Chutz Laretz it really couldn't, because you always have like a split. There's always a split between the Guf and the Neshama in Chutz Laretz. The place is be'etzim, a fragmented place. Yeah, you try, you work, you do it, whatever you can, but it's not be'etzim. The makom is one of peirut. Where now it's just so you can actually incorporate everything. Gashmius, Rabbi Yaakov says, lech lecha me'aretzecha m'ladcha beis avicha el oretz asher reka. So Rashi says, l'tevascha anoscha. He says, l'tevascha anoscha kipshutai. That even your hanos, like everything is going to be part of the oretz asher reka, is going to be part of your Avodas Hashem, part of your Dveikus Hashem Yisbar. Okay, this is a level, but it's not that special, but, you know. Okay, anyway, I think basically what I say is that I think that a lot of our, we have to get to the point where we're not so scared by all the negative things that we see around us, and we start to look at things in a larger picture and start to realize that instead of dealing with the katnus level, if we start to be shoyef, if we start to strive for godless, and godless we did not get to speak about really yet, but if we strive for godless, because we can get that, and the Rebbein Shlomo is trying to bring it in, as we see with the Ramchal and see others far, then we're going to get it, and all these other problems are going to become much, much simpler. Again, it doesn't mean that there's not a mokum. Of course there's a sur mera, of course there's whatever it is, but the focus is not that. The focus is the person. It's not the you know, asil siyagla Torah doesn't mean that you shouldn't teach a person Torah anymore. You shouldn't teach a person dveikus, and you shouldn't teach a person what the nefesh ha'adam is. What the, you're not, you have to change the person. It's not enough to change the chasima on the internet. You know? The person is still a person. Now, what is a person? So I wanted just at least to read something. This maybe, you know, like scare people a little bit, but I once went around for like a few years ago, asking people, like, do you have a she'ifa to get Ruach HaKodesh? You know? So the people that didn't, you know, they get some like interesting looks at a question like that. You know, so the answers were very varied, but you know, not too many yeses. I don't remember if there was any actually. Maybe there was like a, I guess, maybe, yeah. Well, why is Ruach HaKodesh such like a foreign thing to you? What's like, you know? Isn't it Or Chaim HaKodesh in Bereishis, Perek Vav, Pasuk Gimel. Says uchshenistatmu enei Yisrael, when the eyes of the Jewish people were closed, eni tano masig reach hakodesh, nobody gets even the reach, I mean the smell of kodesh. Vein tzarach loyma ruach hakodesh, you know, and certainly not ruach hakodesh. We don't even reach hakodesh, but certainly not ruach hakodesh. Vezui tzaras beis Yisrael she'en lamalo mimeno, and this is the biggest trouble. This is the biggest sorrow of Klal Yisrael, that there's no tzara worse than this tzara. Yeah, not mass murder in the Holocaust, you know, not like parents eating their mothers eating their, like all these terrible klalos and whatever it is. Yeah, this is the worst tzara. Shein lamalamen atzmeim la riach reach avinu shebeshamayim v'techiruchenu. We were so thirsty to smell the smell of our father, so to say, right? Spiritual, in a spiritual sense, obviously, and to revive our ruach. And in Vayikra, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Lamed, so he says, Gam Niskavin, also the Arachayim HaKadosh, Gam Niskavin, the Pasuk there also means, Shelo Yisnabu Od Bisrael Nevi'im, that there's not going to be any Nevi'im anymore, Ki Lo Yafiyah Hashem Shekhinos HaMasyachas LaBechinas Nefesh Behem, because the Rebbe Hashem is not going to appear to them, that Bechin of Nefesh, Uklola Zu, and Klola Lamala Mimena. There's no curse worse than this curse. This is the biggest klola of all the klolas in the Torah. This is the biggest klola. V'lezek kavach hakama klolas, and that's why this was put after numerous klolas. Halamada tishigdoila b'mashal afneh, to teach you that this is a bigger klola than what comes before in the psukim. V'hishin iskayim b'zman hazeh, and that's what was iskayim in this in our day. V'loy kalu einenu v'dava moed nafshenu. Rav Kook writes in Oris HaKodesh, Chela Gimel, page Shin Nun Hei, Be'emes chisorin Ruach HaKodesh b'Yisrael, the chisorin of Ruach HaKodesh in the Jewish people, who lo chisorin shleimus. It's not the lacking of shleimus. Like, it's not shot that we're just not shleimus. Ki mum umachla. It's a blemish and a sickness. U'be'eret Yisrael, hi machla macheves. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a painful machla. Shehi muchrachas li rapei, which has to be cured. Ki ani Hashem roifecha. Yerushalayim zarifei. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap writes in the Chelek Yud Ches, page Resh Ayin Dalet. Hismatus bali ruach hakodesh b'der yusenu. The lessening, right? The few. The reason we only have a very little bit, few Bali Ruach HaKodesh in our generations, HaMucharim in these last generations, late generations, Hu Mipnei Shehushrasha Kfira G'dayil Al Zeh, because it's a huge Kfira. People are Kfira in Ruach HaKodesh. Yeah, no such thing. Ad Shegam Kavanasi, to the point that my Kavana is, it's Al Hireim V'Charedim Shelano, by the Hireim Shleim and the Charedim Udvar Hashem, by the Frumah, not by Hakol Kofrim b'mitzius Bali Ruach HaKodesh. Everyone's Kofrim in the mitzius of Bali Ruach HaKodesh. He's a Bali Ruach HaKodesh. Nah. Hakfira hazois doicha es hashpoas Ruach HaKodesh boilam. That kfira pushes away the hashpoa of Ruach HaKodesh in the world. So it's nerdy. Ki mipnei kfirasam bezeh, because of their kfirinness, eina mechavnim betfilosam, they're not mechavin in their tefila, shavidosam lahamshich hashpah zu ba'olam, that their avoid is in order to bring this hashpah into the world. V'chol yochid v'yochid al kfirasim ba'atzmin sasagosoy, she'ein noisin imun b'mashe yochol agiyah, monea mimenu asagazu chiyotzi bezeh. It says every single individual that's kfir in what he can attain, in what he as an individual can attain, that he doesn't give belief, he doesn't believe in what he can attain, he holds back from himself that asaga. Pinchas ben Yair, if we learn Mesillas Yesharim, right, the idea is to get to Ruach HaKodesh. Right, that's the last one that's Tali Bonu, Tchias HaMesim, yeah, is, huh? Ruach HaKodesh is, I think, no, but Rav Pinchas ben Yair, but Rav Pinchas ben Yair,
Ruach HaKodesh is Tali Laman,
okay, so that, but that's for a different reason, because that's because Ruach HaKodesh be'etzem, all we can do is be right, is mezachem. That's what the Ramchal himself says in Mises HaKdusha over there. Is that even by Mises HaKdusha he says that we can only go, even Mises HaKdusha he says is still totally in the Rebbeinu Shel
Olam. The next ones are
right, right, right.
Ruach HaKodesh is something that's totally the man.
Right, right.
Maybe the Rambam says that you can be mechem for Ruach HaKodesh.
Yeah, the Rambam for sure says that, but, yeah, but even that.
Etzem ha'asaga is from
Rambam. Oh, exactly.
It's not mitzadar.
Right. No, so what I'm saying is it's vada, it's mitzadar avoida al tachana, but the etzem hoifo of Ruach HaKodesh is vada, yeah, it's vada the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But the point is that we have to realize that what Pinchas ben Yair is saying is that this is what it is, this is what it means to be a Yid. And it doesn't mean that only 1% of Klai or 0.00001% of Klai. So the Goyin, we don't have time to go into the, I have some more interesting Marmakaimis here. The Goyin, like, he gives Musa, you know, you like Dvarim Batalim? You know, he's in Mishle, he's a person, he deals with the different Yitzarim of a person. So he says, like, I should read it actually. The different lashon they go in Mishlei Tezayin Pasuk Dalet. He says, "Me'ashem mane lashon ha'idei anavi echis nayin." Uchshabotla nevua hayruach hakodesh b'Yisrael. When nevua stopped, so there still was ruach hakodesh b'Yisrael. V'ish ruach hu yodi einu echlis nayin. And each person, his ruach will like let him know how to be misnayin. V'ruach hakodesh shelchol adam. Adam. Ruach hakodesh everybody has. Ach ashri adam lo yachshav Hashem lo avin. You can't be samech only on your huh? He says you can't be. He says you can't be samech on your. He says Asher Adam lo yachshav Hashem lo avin ve'im ruach harimia kolayma ki machshavis Adam who me'ar betivis eish mayim ruach offer ve'hein negedal ruachas Hashemayim ve'hein negedal oisiyis Hashem. Right. So he says that there's no that's full ve'im beruach Hashem doifi. You always have to be chayshi yourself that you have a little bit of doifi. So you can't be samech. Right, and Avodas Hashem only in Ruach HaKodesh. You have to go feed that's the Goyin's Baal. You have to feed
another,
the Torah.
I think there's another one. Where
is this? Yeah, this is Perek Tezayin Pasuk Dalet. Yeah.
I think he's mamshich, but it's not as though there isn't, and that the only Ruach HaKodesh is the Torah. Remember?
No, he says Kolima. He says Kolima. Achshav ein lanu lalach begdolis v'niflois. Ach lira shiye masenu el Hashem. Haynu lefi ritzoni as well. That's what I'm saying.
So that he says that the only thing the mitzvah sase and leis sase.
Yeah.
The eitz is that you think of how to be makayim the mitzvah is kilu. That's the makom ruach hakodesh. It's nisha, but we don't have ruach hakodesh. The ruach hakodesh kol echad ve'echad bekir boy. That darga is like from Bai Sheni or something.
Avada
that.
No, avada,
that
yeah.
Darga is that Madrid is not
the
darga.
Darga still echad ve'echad bekir boy. It's not get to the thing which
only,
I don't mean to ask.
But the etzem hashkafa of what we're looking for is the kiyum mitzvah and leisase. Remember, he says it's clear.
No, in a voida, he says.
Is that the person, like the famous girl, is that if in a voida, so even a derech that's rather brius and that everybody else, even big people, will tell you is wrong. If you know your yetzer, you go with your derech.
Yeah.
Right? But that's kilu the chelek that your neshama knows what your neshama needs, and no one else could.
But the gross focus over here was part of his mechama against, you know, Chassidus really, was that he wanted everybody, all the maisim of a person have to be, right, he says, Ikur Ratz Hashem Himatoyer V'Amitzvos. everything the person does has to be for the Shulchan Aruch, has to be Torah mitzvahs. It doesn't matter if you have Ruach HaKodesh and you have, like, you know, things that sometimes look maybe go a little bit not like the. That's what he's saying, is that a person can end up going off if you're saying Ruach HaKodesh and it's only you have a thing. Okay, I don't have to be makban as man tefillah. Well, God says, what are you talking about? Who doesn't have, right? You can't be saying Bechan Azar Ruach HaKodesh. You can't be that. That's the Ikka Kavana, the Gra, is that don't use Ruach HaKodesh as a way where you're like kind of going a little bit off. That's really what the.
You can be guided.
Right, but it doesn't. Right, 100%. That's his focus. But it doesn't mean. But it doesn't mean that a person doesn't have Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh comes as a lot of different than Yanam of Ruach HaKodesh, right? Ruach HaKodesh is in learning. A person gets a clerk and a sugya very quick. A lot of times it's a dag of Ruach HaKodesh.
You know, in some way we're noyig our hanhagos.
100%. Avada. That's what the Gra wants. That's what the Gra wants.
He doesn't want it to be noyig by. Yeah.
That's not what I said. What I'm saying is the Gra, you see from the Gra over here, there's also another place with the Gra. You see, you know, the other place here. You see that the Gra, wait one second. The Gra speaks about Ruach HaKodesh as the natural state of a Jew. It's like a derech agav, like everybody has it. Now, you're talking about the specifics of what place does Ruach HaKodesh have in the daily life of a person, whatever it is.
But that's
not the ikkar. I'm saying, the ikkar is that what you see for the Gra is that this is the natural. Yeah, that this is the natural state of a Jew is, and it's very simple. Why? Because the neshama of a yid is like the Nefesh HaChaim says, neshimas piv is the kibiyachol, the breath kibiyachol, right, of the Ein Sof, of the Rabbanu Shalom. So all it is that we become in touch with ourselves. That's really all it is that we mezachich ourselves to the point that we feel the Rabbanu Shalom in us and we hear it coming into our brain. Right, the neshama sheba meichi, we the Kol Hashem lo yosef, we hear that. Yes, I deal with that over here, but he meant it's not so mitsuya, like he says that it's like mashma from him that it wasn't bechlal. Yeah, the mafarshim deal with it bechlal and with the batla, batla ruach hakodesh, what it means is mashma. I think I brought it over here, but I don't want to get into that now. And my ikkar focus is just what I mean with this is, you know, not what I mean. Yeah. What I mean to say over here is that, you know, the sky's the limit, mamish. In other words, be'etz mamish, we have to realize that we have to be shayif l'gdulos mamish. In other words, we have to look at the Torah, we have to look at what the Rebbeinu Shlom tells us, we have to look at what the Nevi'im says, we have to look at these things as real things that are shayif to us. As long as we look at Masis Hashem, for example, as something where halavai, I should make a kinyan in Zahirus, we're finished. Now, but tachlis, I can't get past Zahirus. It's like, yeah, it's the reason. What do you do? So, there's a Rabbeinu Tam, Sefer Yosha Rabbeinu Tam, Yuchus Rabbeinu Tam, right? Sefer Yosha, he says, Lagabi Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. He says, Be'etzem, right? So, Yiras Hashem comes before Ava. But he says you should know that it's not like a linear story, like until you get like a shleimus in this, then you. There's different levels of yira and ava and yira and ava and yira and ava. It's not a linear story. It's fluid, you know. So say the Masis Hasharim, who in the world, anyone, you think any tzaddik feels he's got a kinyan and zahiris and a kinyan? Everyone, the more you hire to go, the more you realize you still have where to go. It's endless. So rather, that's not the Indian is that we have to work on. Yeah, you might put focus. Everybody call echad yodea ba'atzma. Everybody knows where he's holding. And everyone, right? You have to the Rebbe, whatever. You have to where your focus has to be. But to be meyayish yourself from hasaga, from potentially getting to a certain level in all kinyanim, chas v'shalom. A person certainly it has to be in the sheifas of a person. Certainly has to be in the sheifas of a person to be mizdavik Rabbeinu Shalom on a very, very high level. And this is not totally, by the way, in a person that's in Kail the full day. Some of the big, you know, Solomon Mutzafi. He was a huge Makobo, Talmud Rabbi Yehuda Fatah. He was a businessman the whole time that he was in Bavel. And he reached huge hasagas. You know, you have other yidden today. I don't know mitzad hasagas. I don't know what he is, but Rabbi Yosef Lieberman, if anyone knows the Mishnas Yosef on Hilchas Tlus Baretz on Shvius, on the big, he wrote Sforum in Nigla and in Nistor, his Sforum on Idris. You know, he's a person who worked as an architect his whole life. Well, until he retired, he worked as an architect. You know, the Vosner Shul had a thing, architect Yud Lieberman. You know, that's his company. You know? And he wrote Sfarim his whole life, the most chashuv, every time Shemitah comes around. His Sfarim are the most, you know, like spoken about and used and whatever, like a big full of others and all the machleksim and all the, you know, like he's at the heart of everything. Isheshkoilis, you know. A person should never ever think that, like, I can't get anywhere, I can't get any further. A person should realize that we get very, very far, and of course, and this is for the next times, whatever it is. The ikar way to get to godless is to be mevatel ourselves and to the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's to make us to realize that it's not totally in us. Nothing is totally in us. Nothing. We can't do anything. The more that we are mevatel ourselves to the Or Hashem, to make ourselves a kli, like that's what, exactly what the Gemara says with Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was the biggest olav, and therefore he was one of the Kabbalah Torah. Because the more we make ourselves into a nothing, it's not pshat that I can get there. It's not pshat in that. It's a pshat in coming closer to the Baruch Shalom, misdabik to the Baruch Shalom, and mele, I get it. You know, like kind of like we were saying with Midas HaKadusha, but you need that anava to realize that with everything, like the Gemara says, melech hashbochu oizroi, who could do anything against the Yetzer? No, even the Zahiris is really totally in the Ezra. There's nothing without the Siyat HaShemayah. I mean, that's going to be the very much part of what we have to speak about. These things is how to get to it. It's not, you know, a matter of me and, you know, of you, of the individual. There's something much greater, which is really Bez Hashem. I guess the next time we'll speak, we'll have to speak a little bit. If I remember, we spoke a little bit like what godless really means at the end, so to say. But maybe if you Bez Hashem, we'll be able to really get into the Hakdama of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. If you want, you can take. I know you want to leave these here, or I'll take them back with you, whatever it is. But. So, as Hashem, that's the beginning.